And how about you? You just visualized your younger self, kind of like a younger brother, walking around the house, almost like a victim. He's struggling, and you'd probably downplay all of his problems. No, it's okay. You know, he missed the gym workout. It's okay because you're going through a lot. I know that those guys in school said this. I know this. I know that it's tough. You'd have empathy towards him because it's very difficult with what he's going through. How about if your older self was looking at you right now, if he was in the future, he's doing the same experimentation and he's looking at you right now, what's he gonna say to you? What else would he say? If you knew the kind of thoughts that you get, because he's had them himself. Do you think he'd blame you? He sees you, the younger version of himself who's going through this stuff. Suddenly you're like, he can see you inside of his room or the house. And he knows the life that you've lived. What would he do if he actually saw you in person? Because the vision that I'm seeing is one of pure, like, love and connection. And the same with you, and the younger version of you is like a younger brother. I can imagine you'd run straight over and give him like the biggest hug of his life. You've made a lot of progress, and you're still the younger brother to the older guy. And I don't think he's looking back thinking like, oh, damn, he only did deep work for 4 hours and 45 minutes instead of 6 hours that day, like, 4 years ago. Oh, my, oh, he hit failure, but it was kind of like an RPE 8 out of 10 failure and not a 9.5, bro. Like, should have just hit a PR, man, like, 4 years ago, bro. I would have been so jacked if you didn't put me out then. I don't think he's thinking that, bro. Is there parts of you that hate yourself? That's powerful. An idea that I might do if I was in this situation is that picture that means a lot to you, the one with long hair. I'd save that picture in a lot of places. Maybe I'd even try and see if I could print it out and like stick it on my wall or on my mirror or something, or maybe set it as like my lock screen. I like to go extreme. And every time I see it, I just become aware of how I feel towards this younger self of mine. And I would hope that I could just manually cue myself to feel more empathy and love and excitement for him. That he doesn't even know just how much progress he's about to make with the things that he's doing. That's what your older self is thinking about you. Is there something practical that you can implement today to make some progress on this? Nice. Journaling and reframing the story is extremely powerful. You know the power of belief, placebo, it's very strong. The story that we hold about ourselves of what happened, what reality was, what the truth of the experience was, is still powerful. It still will impact us today. And this, maybe for you, the story needs to be changed. Maybe in your journal, maybe when you're ready publicly, maybe you want to write a post. Tell the story of what happened specifically with this problem, how it relates to the antidepressants, testosterone, and all these things. But reframe the story in